Hello, we are reading from Zohar for All, first part, Behi Ba'am Be'Avraham. Item 47, we'll start with He Ba'ele.
We will try to be together and with the intention so that according to equivalence of form, we will be with the reforming light, we will receive the light and merit that upper radiance, the Zohar, that will sanctify us and lead us to Dvikut between us and to the Creator. Please.
We'll be reading from item 47. He Bar'a Ele. He created these, meaning that after the Manula in the word Bar'a was inscribed with the Rishimo of the Miftecha, the Evar, and became Mi, then Mi created Ele. This means that the bottom He descended from Ne to the Pe and raised Achap. The letters Ele to the Rosh and Gal were extended. He created Ele means concealment, since there is still no clothing of Chasadim in them. And the letters Ele that rose are still hidden in the name and cannot be revealed without clothing of Chasadim. It was said that the Holy Blessed Name, too, Ma, was inscribed and elicited Evar out of the word Bara. Malchut that descended from the Inayim to the Pe is called Ma, because the lower world is called Ma. This is the Masach that was previously in Nikve Inayim. Now it came down to the Pe, the Zivug, that was made on her, and she elicited the level of Chasadim, a light of blessing. By that, it brought out the concealment of the word Bara and made it Evar, a sort that gives Chasadim. It was said that the Holy Blessed Name to Ma was inscribed and elicited Evar from the word Bara, since the light of Chasadim was still absent in the letters Ele, to clothe in them, hence Ele were still hidden in the name. Thus, through the light of the blessing of Ma, the blocking of Bara was opened and became a giving Evar. It is inscribed in Ele from this side and in Evar from that side. Now 2 degrees are discerned in them, one opposite the other. Since Ele are Achap, with the Mochin of Chochmah, which are still deficient of Chasadim on this side, and Evar, Yesod, that received the level of Chasadim from the Ma, stands opposite him on that side, deficient of Chochmah. It was said that the hidden Holy One, Ele, exists and Evar exists, since Ele, that obtained the Mochin of Chochmah, who is called Holy, is concealed in a Paltzuf on this side, and opposite it stands Evar, the level of Chasadim, in a Paltzuf. When one is completed, the other is completed, since both went out through the descent of the bottom He from Nikve Naim to the Pe, since the Evar went out by the Ma in the Pe. Similarly, Ele, who are Achab, rose by coming of Malchut below them to the Pe. It follows that when one is completed, the other is completed, because they come at once. He carved the letter He for this Evar, and carved the letter Yod for Ele, since He indicates the Masach that yields only the level of Chasadim without Chochmah, as she is Malchut, who is unfit to receive Chochmah, but only Chasadim. While Yod indicates a Masach of a male suitable for reception of Chochmah. This is why he carved the letter He for this Evar, with the Masach Ma, which extends only Chasadim without Chochmah, and carved the letter Yod for this is Ele, with a Masach of a male who extends Chochmah and not Chasadim. 48. When the letters awaken Evar He and the letters Ele Yod to complement this side and that side, he elicited the letter Mem. One took the Mem to the side, next to the letters Eloki, and one took the Mem to that side, next to the letters Evam. Thus the Holy Name was completed, a combination of Elokim was made, and the name Avraham was completed too. This is why it was said that when one was completed, the other was also completed. And there are those who say that the Creator took the letters Mi and placed them in the letters Ele, forming the combination Elokim. and the creator took the letters Man, placed them in a vowel, forming the combination Avraham. The word Mi implies the 50 gates of Bina. Also, there is the letter Yod in the letter Mi, the first letter of the holy name. The word Ma implies to the holy name, because Havaya filled with Alephs is Ma in Gematria 45. Also in the word Ma, there's the second letter of the holy name Havaya, in the letter He. It is written, Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord, Havaya. And it is written, And hangs the earth on Bli Ma. In Hebrew, it's nothing without the Ma. This implies to the number Havaya, filled with Alephs, which is Ma in Gematria. And then two worlds exist, the next world in Yod and this world in He. He created the next world with Mi, and he created this world with Ma. And this implies the above and below. And then he produced offspring, and the name came out whole, which was not so before. It is written about it, These are the generations of the heaven and the earth, Be'ibraham, when they were created, which is the letters of Be'avraham, in Abraham, since all the generations were hanging incomplete until the name Abraham was created. When that name, Abraham, was completed, the holy name was completed, as it is written, On the day that the Lord God made earth and heaven. On the day that the Lord God made is the day when they were completed through the name Abraham. And then the name Havaya is mentioned. The name Havaya was not mentioned in the Torah thus far. Those two levels, the light of Chochmah in Ele and the light of Chassidim in Ma, awakened to complement one another, to clothe in one another. Then, once the Chochmah clothed in Chassidim, he elicited Mem, the Malchut that receives from those two levels together. One took the Mem to this side, next to the letters Eloki, and one took the Mem to that side, next to the letters Avraha, and the holy name was completed. The combination Elohim was formed, and so was the name Abraham, since now there are four letters Eloki, and also he carved the letters He for that Heva, and there are the four letters Avraha. Thus, now the letters have been complemented one atop the other, clothing the two levels, Chochmah and Chassidim, in one another, and eliciting Mem, Malchut that receives from all of them. Then one took that Mem to this side, the side of the letters Eloki, and one took the Mem to that side, the side of the letters Evaha. When the letters Eloki receives the Mem, the holy name is completed, and a combination Elohim is formed. And the letters Evaha receive the Mem, and the name Avraham is completed too. And when that name Abraham is completed, the holy name is completed, for there are two levels, Chochmah and Chassidim, which need each other. Hence, the holy name was not completed before the name Abraham was completed.
Any questions? No? Okay, so we will continue. Same intention. Let's try to be in this. But other than that, we nevertheless have one Havaya. And the Zohar is constantly just explaining how to integrate into this, how to use this. So it's best to see this Havaya, this essence before us, and how we see the changes in it. That's all of creation. Next.
Article, the vision of Rabbi Chiya. Item 49. Rabbi Chiya fell to the ground, kissed the ground, and wept. He said, Dust, dust, how obstinate are you? How insolent! How all that is coveted by the eye withers in you. All the pillars of light in the world you consume and grind. How impudent you are! The holy light that was illuminating in the world, the great ruler, the appointee of the world, whose merit sustains the world, is withering within you. Rabbi Shimon, the light of the light of the worlds, you wither in the dust, and you exist and lead the world. He wondered for a moment and said, Dust, dust, do not be proud, for the pillars of the world will not be given to you, since Rabbi Shimon is not withering in you. We should thoroughly understand the meaning of Rabbi Chiya's bow. The primary engagement of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi as they were walking along the way together was in that blocked gate, Malchut of Malchut, which receives none of those upper mochim in the 6,000 years prior to the correction of Gemara Tikkun. Rabbi Yossi replied to Rabbi Chiya in the name of Rabbi Shimon that this gate stayed blocked indeed, and all the wholeness is only in the miftacha, the key. This is what troubled them so. Finally, Rabbi Chiya came to a great awakening. Rabbi Chiya fell to the ground, kissed the ground, and wept. He said, "Dust, dust, how obstinate you are." He also said, "How insolent you are. All that is coveted by the eye withers in you." This is because through the sin of Adam HaRishon, all the souls departed him and were taken captive by the Klipot, who include all the souls in the world. In his repentance, Adam HaRishon corrected only his own part, and even that, not completely. And past him, the souls are assorted each generation through repentance and good deeds until the end of correction. Gemara Tikkun. It follows that all those high souls from Yechida and Gal of Chaya depend on the sorting and mating on the Malchut of Malchut, the blocked gate that has neither sorting nor mating. Thus all those souls wither in the dust, which is the Klipot. As it is written, "And behold the tears of the oppressed, and they have no one to comfort them." It is so because the klipa of the dust governs them with insolence and abstinence, sure of her strength, that there is no one who can save them from her hand. This is what Rabbi Chiya cried over and said to the dust, to the klipot, "How obstinate are you? How insolent! All that is coveted by the eye withers in you." Since all those highest of souls who are coveted by the eye rot in you, hopeless of being delivered from your hand. All the pillars of light in the world you consume and grind, all the righteous in the world who illuminate the world are lacking in completeness too, due to the captivity of those high souls, since all the souls are included in one another. It therefore follows that they, too, are consumed and ground by the insolence of this dust. And a holy light, Rabbi Shimon, is not withering in you. First, he wished to say that Rabbi Shimon, too, was withering in this dust, since he heard from Rabbi Shimon that he, too, agreed that this gate was blocked and was not to be disclosed. Afterwards he wondered and said, "Since Rabbi Shimon, the holy light, sustains and leads the worlds, how is it possible that he is not whole in his full completeness?" After that he wondered for a moment, meaning reconciled, and said that indeed Rabbi Shimon is not withering in you, since he is certainly in complete wholeness. But he could not understand that possibility. 50. Rabbi Chiya rose and was walking and crying, and Rabbi Yossi was with him. He fasted 40 days since that day to see Rabbi Shimon. He was told, "You are unworthy of seeing him." He wept and fasted 40 more. He was shown Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, his son, in a vision, engaged in this thing that Rabbi Yossi said in the name of Rabbi Shimon, and several thousands were listening to his words. In his agony for the beauty that is withered in the ground, he craved to see Rabbi Shimon's degree, because he had decided that Rabbi Shimon did not wither in the ground. 51. In the meantime, he saw several large and high wings with Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar atop them, rising to the seminary of the firmament. And all of those wings were awaiting them. He saw that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar were renewed in their brightness and illuminated more than the light of the brightness of the sun. The upper seminary is the seminary of the Creator, And the seminary of the firmament is a seminary of Matat. Wings are the angels that assist the souls in raising them from degree to degree. And as the soul needs the assistance of the wings for the ascension, it needs their assistance in bringing her back to her place. And all those wings were awaiting them to bring them back. He saw them returning from the seminary of the firmament to their place, to the seminary of Rabbi Shimon. They were renewed with the brightness of the light of their faces, and they illuminated more than the light of the sun. 52. Rabbi Shimon started and said, "Let Rabbi Chiya in, so he may see how much the Creator will renew the faces of the righteous in the next world. Happy is he who comes here without shame, and happy is he who stands in that world as a pillar who is strong in everything." Rabbi Chiya saw himself entering, and Rabbi Chiya rose, and so did the rest of the pillars of the world who were seated there. They rose before Rabbi Chiya, and he, Rabbi Chiya, was ashamed and entered. He drooped himself and sat at Rabbi Shimon's feet. Rabbi Shimon hinted to him, "Happy is he who comes here without shame." He also saw Rabbi Elazar and the rest of the pillars of the world. They were without shame. But Rabbi Chiya himself was ashamed because he withered in that dust and did not have the strength to overcome them. He was ashamed and went in, drooped himself, and sat at Rabbi Shimon's feet.
Is there anything to ask? Okay, so again. Yes?
Well, he says here in a few parts that Rabbi Chiya says specific things about Rabbi Shimon. That exists in all of the worlds, that renews the worlds. What is the state that you can say about a person?
What man are you talking about?
It's written here in the excerpt.
We are talking about systems. Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Abba, and moreover, Rabbi Shimon, all those are parts of the general soul, meaning subsystems of the system that is in general called Adam. What are you asking about them?
It is saying about man.
There's no Adam there, no man there. It's talked Adam, called Adam Rishon.
And it says that Rabbi Shimon has no empty space for you, and then it says that he leads all of the world.
Yes.
What is this saying, even about a name of Rabbi Shimon? Not
Rabbi Shimon is the name of the system. It's part of the general system.
Do we also need to reach such a degree that we can say about a friend?
Who is we? Who's the friends? Who's we that you're saying that we have to get to there? Who has to get there? The will to receive that will reveal itself as corrupted and will merit correction and then will be included in all of this integral system as the active, beneficial part. And that's what each of us has to come to, where each will reveal himself as the flawed part and needing to participate there in a corrected way. We are not people. We're not human people. We're not parts of Adam. We're not parts of the system. We don't exist. It's all imaginary. When you reveal yourself as the corrupted part of the upper system, then you will start to talk about yourself. Before that, there is no you. We need to try to differentiate between things and cut them in a way that the wisdom of Kabbalah expresses it. Otherwise, you'll have confusion. Rabbi Shimon, how could Rabbi Shimon be like me? And now he's some upper system, observing all of the world. We're not talking about flesh and blood.
Previously we spoke that this world is imagined. and that we don't exist.
In spirituality, we don't exist. Rather, our existence is only in our imagination. When we imagine ourselves as existing in the corrupted wilderness, it doesn't exist. It only exists in our imagination, so that we will do all kinds of actions in it in order to emerge out of it.
If I imagine, what does it mean that I imagine?
You're not imagining. This feeling is brought forth upon you for you to feel that, so that you will rise above that sensation and will want to come to the world of truth. Why is it called the world of truth? Because it exists, and you, we are as dreamers, like in a dream. There's no point in talking about this now, because we don't understand this reality. We just need to accept it as a fact and to continue. From this psychology and philosophy, we're not going to attain anything. We need to learn what they say, to observe it, and through the reforming light that will raise us to the world of truth, to the existing state. Yes.
From Baku, they're asking, how can we work in our intentions when reading Zohar?
I want to get closer to those actions, to those states that the Zohar is telling us about. For that, I am willing to skip over my will to receive, to incorporate in the group, to close my eyes relative to anything that I don't like, because eventually by doing so I would be vilifying the Creator, because I have all those haters, the doubters, all the things that each of us has that rise in us, which the Creator sends us, in order to give us already a place where we can and need to compromise about where we need to lower our ego and exist in it, because it's what sorts our whole reality. It's very difficult, yes. This is part of the great work, which is written about Rabbi Chia and how he was thrown himself on the ground like that.
Good afternoon, my dear teacher. In regards to dissemination, I have a few questions. There are people that share the posts, and there's some friends, and you have to erase.
Who told you that they need to be getting rid from this world?
Me.
So it's yourself that you have to kind of, I don't know how to say, in a nice way, erase, let's say, from this world. Behave in such a way as if you don't exist.
No, they're scandalizing us.
Let go of all your philosophies. You hear what the Zohar is saying. Do it. Don't be smart.
It's not about being a wise guy.
2 years ago or something like that, when you used to come here for the first time, when was it?
Before
you went to the military, you were a good boy. Who spoiled you that way? In the military or what? No, I'm saying seriously. You were a good boy. You came from there. It's like you came out of some... It's like you sat with criminals in prison or something. What happened to you? Why are you so mad at everyone? What's so not to your liking? It's being shown to you. I'm telling you, it's not that it's them that they're like that, but rather you're being shown in your ego what you need to be correcting.
So when they're insulting?
When they're disparaging, and so you need to bow down and understand that it's not them that are disparaging you, but rather your ego is receiving it that way. You're being given places where you need to lower yourself.
And not respond?
What to respond? Kiss everyone with love, or according to the command of the Rav. I'm telling you this with all seriousness.
Why this kind of approach?
That's very nice, you see? They're showing you where your corruption is. And that's exactly where you need to correct. You're being shown that they're like this, and they're like this, and they're like this, and they're like this. The whole world is one big, huge garbage. What do you need to say? I see myself. That's how we learn from the perception of reality. That the more garbage you see around you, you're discovering your garbage. What do you need to do? Start accepting them as perfect, as complete. You'll start discovering yourself as going through corrections.
So not to respond to them?
What to tell them? Tell them that you love them, even though it seems to you like they're all corrupted. You say, no, the corruption is in me, therefore I see you that way. That way. That's me, your beloved Rav, who's telling you this.
That's what it seems like.
Well, that's right, it seems that way. That's why it's written. They have eyes, but they see not. Because you're seeing it in your ego. And you're going to have to repeat this 1,000 times before it gets absorbed a little bit. But write it before you. You're being given an opportunity to correct. To correct yourself.
I won't respond to them.
Day after day, you're with the same claim that everyone is garbage, and what's this, and what's that, and I know, and I'm going to blow them up. Look at what kind of approach is this. If we didn't know you from before, that you were a good boy once, long ago I would say, throw you out of here. Long ago, I'm telling you. Because just like that, you come with such an attitude, but understand that this is what you're being given an opportunity to correct. You have a good soul for correction, not now. That's why you're being shown such states. Until the end of correction, you will see the whole, all these corrupted states, even more and even more. And it's always the same work. That they have eyes and they see not. Okay?
I'll try.
No, you write down what I said right now, and later from the recording or from the lesson, write down before you and go over it several times. Then it'll be a lesson. Then we will reach love. Well, let's continue, yes? Please.
I would like to continue this. It feels that I only see these impurities, and I see more and more impurities in the world.
Right.
And if I just forfeit to it, then it's like they beat me. If I see everything is whole, then I'm losing to them.
No. No, you need to work like Bala Sulam explains to us, I think, in letter number 17, where the doctor is given permission to heal. 16. You need to discover in spirituality that these things are given to you for correction, and you need to then correct yourself. Let's say, it's not to my liking, people, their behavior, and whatnot. And no, I need to say that what I see is them corrupted because I see them in my will, corrupted will to receive, through my will to receive. I see the world on one hand. So I accept them as whole and me corrupted, and that's what I ask for correction for. Not that I can correct myself. I pray to the Creator immediately and try to convince Him that way for Him to correct me. That's on one hand. And on the other hand, I need to take care of all these things in a corporeal manner. Those two systems are different. If something is corrupted and I see this corruption, then I have to take care of the correction also. Let's say some system was corrupted. Let's say Amnon came and he broke our air conditioning. So on one hand, I have to say the fact that I see such a thing in a friend, the blemish is in me. Otherwise, I wouldn't see it because it's all whole. Except for me, it's only the Creator on one hand. On the other hand, I need to correct what is really corrupted mechanically. That which is in this world, that's a corruption. Not with my attitude towards others, but with what happened, let's say, in the air conditioning systems. One has nothing to do with the other. That's in letter number 16. Bala Sulam tells us about that, and also in other places. This is what we call that a doctor is given permission to heal. What does it mean to the doctor that healing? The Creator is the healer of all the sick. He's the doctor to all the heartbroken. Why should I go to a doctor? Who's the doctor at all? Excuse me for saying, where is he? Our doctor. That's it. Well, so what to do? But there is a matter of caring through the Creator for the soul, and there's a matter where He gave it especially to a doctor to take care of the body, and I must go to the doctor and receive from him a medicine with the known tested medicine to take.
It's true about the friends here. I'm not in the friends out in the world.
So Amnon that I see is he corrupted the air conditioning. I say no, they have eyes and they don't see. Now the air conditioning that is broken, and I have to say Amnon is the corrupted air conditioning, even though he broke it, or it seems that way. There are two systems that are completely parallel. Yes.
And it's also that I have an opportunity to correct myself.
Yes, that's why until this day I see that he is breaking it and I'm turning to him for him to correct.
Thank you.
And we understand that. That's the Creator's game with us so that we correct ourselves so that he will be revealed between us. Okay, let's go. We're continuing in the vision of Rabbi Achia, item 53. A voice came out and said, "Lower your eyes, do not raise your head, and do not look." He lowered his eyes and saw a light that was shining far. The voice returned as before and said, "The hidden and the blocked upper ones, whose eyes are open, who roam the entire world, look and see. Sleeping lower ones, whose light of the eyes is blocked in the holes of your eyes, awaken." After he obeyed lowering his eyes and not raising his head, he was rewarded with hearing this herald, for which he obtained all that he sought.
That's it, you bow. You hear, Yochai? You bow. Good sir, nothing else will help you. Bow your head and accept everything that comes. It's to accept the governance of the heavens.
The hidden and blocked upper ones, whose eyes are open, who roam the entire world, look and see. Sleeping lower ones, whose light of the eyes is blocked in the holes of your eyes, awaken. The herald awakened those souls that obeyed the words of Rabbi Shimon, those who were there and those who were not there. The herald went out to all the souls of the righteous and divided them into two classes. One, holy upper ones who are hidden and blocked, who are rewarded with opening of the eyes and with roaming the entire world. He called upon them to look and see, to extend the upper lights together as one with the second class. Two, all those camps that go and are expelled after the Creator and His divinity, go and are expelled from His divinity. He calls them lower ones, or sleeping, whose light of their eyes is blocked in the holes of their eyes. He called upon them to awaken. 54. Who is so wise among you as to turn darkness into light, for whom the bitter tastes as sweet, even before he comes here, while he still is alive in this world? Who among you awaits the light each day, shining when the king visits the doe, at which time the glory of the king increases, and he is called the king of all the kings of the world? And one who does not expect it each day while he is still in this world has no part here. The herald emphasizes the essential merit that is desirable in each class. One, to the merit of the first class, he says, which of you turns darkness into light, for whom bitter tastes as sweet? These are the souls of Atzilut, because in Bia, as it's written, God has made them one opposite the other. Darkness opposite the light, and bitter opposite sweet. Hence, in the Torah of Bia, there is fit and there's unfit, pure and impure, forbidden and permitted, holy and secular. But the Torah of Atzilut is entirely the names of the Creator. There is nothing secular there. Since there, Lavan the Aramean is deemed a holy name, and so does Pharaoh. Also, there are all the names that are Klipot and Tuma, impurity, and Bia, are only holy names, sublime. It follows that those souls that have been rewarded with the light of Atzilut turn every darkness into light and every bitter into sweet. 2. To the merit of the second class, he said, which of you expects each day the light that illuminates, which illuminates while the king visits the dome, at which time the glory of the king increases and he is called the king of all the kings of the world. It is they who roam after divinity, who sit alone, and who always await for the Creator to raise divinity from the dust. And one who does not await this each day while he's in this world has no share here.
We see Avaya complete, Nigmar Tikkun. We see it through our glasses, our perception, our senses that are always changing. And their change is not that they're always improving our senses, no. And sometimes from there, and sometimes to there, sometimes they descend, sometimes they ascend, sometimes to the left, sometimes to the right, so that we will, from all of these changes, come to the correction, that we will determine the correction, that I want to be in correction, and what? In every situation, first of all, there's none else besides him, that I relate it all to the Creator, that's first. Second, in that I have been given permission to be healed. The doctor has permission to heal. And I need to relate it to that. That's what I need to do. Not that I go now and correct something. All of the corrections are, if we want to be Kabbalists, and we don't do actions in this world other than necessity. Yeah. All the rest we relate to the Creator. And we are always in raising man, the deficiency that he will correct. And not that he will correct the world, that he will correct me, so that I will see the world that it is corrected. And not the way that I see it now, that's not corrected. Especially how do I see the world in the 10? And there it's really concrete. The way that I see the system that is perfect, where everyone's connected, everyone's loving one another, everyone's holy. Really like that. If I don't see it like that, then I'm the one that's not corrected. I'm broken. Other than the first, they're really the first 9. And if I don't see them that way, then that's my problem. You can say that's not. You can say whatever you like. The reality of it won't change. I don't recommend being a bad example for others. It's not a mitzvah.
Rav, I can't agree with that. Why don't I succeed? So here I want.
Right, you don't agree with it. I know. I was also like that. Very quickly, I discovered that we need to rid ourselves of that. Yeah.
But they're humiliating my group, my friends.
You have to close your eyes. Yeah, and look at them differently. Above reason. That's what it's called. To see them as corrected, whole, really angels. And what you see in each and every one, you see yourself. You see yourself. There you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then you see these 6 impurities that are in me. I don't see them. If I correct myself, I'll see instead of them the Shekhinah, divinity, the revelation of the Creator.
So here, put that into my head.
I can't. That's your work. That's your exertion that you have to make. That'll be work on your heart.
Into the heart. I'm with you. How?
It'll take 10, 20 years. Yeah. It's a correction. What do you want? What are you living for?
You're right.
Yeah, that's it. That's the way we live. Don't worry, I won't leave you. Every time, come back to the path.
I see a blemish in a friend. I associate it to me. Of course, I see my own flaw. And I ask for the Creator what? What am I asking from him?
It'll correct you to see the friend as corrected. Other than that, you need to, by the systems of this world, to help the broken parts in a way that you think the friend has done to you.
Meaning that the sign that correction was done is that I feel a different attitude towards the friend. The flaw I saw is disappeared and I feel a certain closeness to that friend.
It's a sign of the correction that I love him. Other than before that I saw the impurities, the flaws that were in him.
Another question. So let's say I don't see flaws in friends. That should concern me.
Yes. It's a sign that you're not connected to them. That you don't care. They come and they sit. They'll sit. And they study. They'll sit. They'll study. I don't care. I'm on my own. It's very felt in a group of women. It's not even a group when I give a talk with them. It's really felt. And now lately it starts to be a bit more in what the calculations they have and the way they look at one another. No one's able to justify the other. Everyone's really not capable of doing it. I don't know, just look during the lesson, if you can, to observe and feel this. Wow. You are in a state that you don't care. Indifferent, I come to study, there's a teacher, he's teaching, he probably understands something, I'm coming to learn something, I need to correct my soul, I don't care about the others. Until it starts to, you know, drizzle a little bit, that I start to hear that I need to do some corrections in the 10, and I have to be in the 10, alright, I'll be in the 10, I'll come of it. And there are a few that also found a place that was more suitable for them. But here it's for people that want to work in the 10. And the 10 needs to press on all of the friends. To progress, to advance. And it'll be more difficult. It'll be more and more difficult for each and every one because we need to hold people accountable in action that they will extend the Creator to us. In the connection between us, is there a connection or not? Before it was complete indifference, what connection do I have with them? There's nothing. I'm on my own. So I need, by force, to see the connections between us. If they're broken or they're flawed, it doesn't matter. That there's corrections, and in that connection, we see that connection, we'll see the good future of our spirituality.
The work in the 10, on one hand, the covenant between the friends, the mutual commitment, and the pressure causes the friend in the 10 to see more and more flaws and to ask for correction on himself.
The 10 needs to determine, like you say, what actions we need to do throughout the day, during the lessons, throughout the day, during the night, that the friends will come back to the correct perception of the friend, of the group.
Is it possible, it's the first time I'm identifying a certain scale where you can see some style of 10s works better? And the more work there is in the tens, there are more dynamics in the, between the friends.
Please scrutinize.
So if I could just say my impression that when I was in a ten that was acting, I had more states with friends, more prayers for the Creator and requests for correction than now, the way it is right now.
Alright, so now you're in a town like this, that you need to be... exaltation in a different way. You need to awaken them. They won't be the ones awakening you. It's not that you need to change the ten. It's that you need to change. You need to renew. And before, when you saw that ten that was very alive, it seems very dead.
Another question in that context. Let's say I'm like supposed to be like an old man who's bowed down and looking and searching. Meaning I need to find something in my flawed attitude so that I'll ask for correction?
Of course, Rabash writes about it. Rabash writes it. Yes.
You answered Amit earlier that if I see a flaw in...
Who is Amit?
This is Amit. So you said that if I see, as I flaw a friend, I need to ask the Creator to correct my vision, my observation, that he has no flaw.
Yes, and if you've harmed him, then you really need to do it in a corporeal means.
Now this voice that I have in my head that says, this is an idiot, this is an idiot, it's weak, this is small, this is the... It's always talking us.
You're telling us?
So that voice, at some point, one day, will it stop talking?
It will stop talking. It gives you a knife in your hand, and in the other hand, it'll tell you, you're right, there's no judgment on you, just do tzedek, just do righteousness. It's like a king says to Chashverosh says to the Haman, and the nation gave to you what seems evil to you. And then you think that you're a hero, that you're doing a correction in the world, that you're going to slaughter everyone.
And then you said the end was, how do I know that there was correction? By me loving him.
Yes, correction is that you come with love to him above the hate. Above the hate.
What does that mean?
That you, no, you just love him. Ah, and that's it. It's the two lines, one against the other, and in the middle you have the love.
So there's a friend that I just can't stand.
Good. So work on the other line against it.
And what do I do with that? How do I come to this friend?
Actions with your body that you can come closer to him, and prayers so that the Creator will give you grace in your eyes. And then from the hate you love, you will establish the middle line that's correct, and then you'll attain the part of your soul. It's not a friend. You'll see the part of your soul that is flawed. And when you correct it, when you see it as corrected, and you take the flawed part and the corrected part, and you bring in between them the two lines, the middle line, and it comes from above. We don't know how to construct it, but we want to get to that middle point that has the soul, because you'll attain the soul from the friend that you saw as someone you hated.
How could it be that such bodily actions, like you just said?
What bodily actions?
No, you said I have to get close to him, like in bodily actions.
It'll help us, because we're not in spirituality yet, so we have this imagined world. It seems to you, it seems to us, that we're acting in... It seems to us that we're acting in a corporeal way, but it's spiritual. It's spiritual. It's spiritual. There's nothing corporeal about it. But... so that you will start, you know, deal with it a little bit, then it seems to you that you're in it. That's why it's called the imagined world. That there is here an opportunity to do actions that are spiritual, that seem to be corporeal.
When the correction comes towards this relative to this friend, will my feeling change? What will change? The correction came. I don't know how. It's not important. It came. What will happen now?
If the correct correction has come, then you'll see love opposing the hate. It's called that love will cover all crimes, all transgressions. That there will be the transgressions, but there will be love covering it. And in that part, you'll discover the truth.
What does that mean, to see?
You'll see who you are and what's the flaw and what's the correction.
How will that love be expressed?
And the difference between them is the potential for revealing the Creator.
How will love come into expression? It will come in my love and my feelings. How will this love come to be? I corrected my correction between this friend with me.
And the correction you'll see is that what's called the love. And that's the Creator. It's not the love of today you're thinking about. It's something different.
It's very clear that I have no attainment to what you're just saying right now.
Alright, you have ahead a few steps that you can somehow comprehend. Depict. Yes. Come on.
In Colombia, they're asking, as far as the question now, can I ask for the force to carry out physical actions in order to get close to my friend? Or does it only depend on me that I do so forcefully?
A friend will be help one another. And what does it mean that I ask the friend to help me, or that I see him as flawed and that helps me to correct myself? Yeah? I don't direct my plea to the Creator that will help correct me. I plead to the Creator to correct me. And we, as friends, need to understand that all of our work on one another is correct in our path towards correction. And we need to still have understanding, knowing that as a fact in the group, that's how we advance. And come to me many people who say, do you know what's happening here in the group? You don't know what's happening outside your door. It's really how they hate each other, how they're killing one another. And so what? So what? I'm asking them. No, that if you are not here, it'll be murder. What can I tell them? I hear it no, just once. I hear it many times, and you have to, and they can't see them as great, and so I don't tell them anything. And of course it will seem as murder. Even now it's like that. It's just hidden a bit from my control, because of my control. But it won't stop. It won't stop until Gmar Tikkun. Where are the wars against the Messiah, wars against the evil inclination, the angel of death? Where is it within the group, between the friends? It will never be quiet between them until the Gmar Tikkun. It will keep on being more of the left and hate, and over that you cover it with love. That's called the work of the Lord. That's the work. And we need to be ready for this and understand and be ready. Otherwise, it won't be any other way. Whoever thinks that it is going to come to the beautiful, nice life, go away from here. Why should he suffer? Go to some synagogue nearby and be there, and that'll be it. Like the rest of the people. Whoever comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah, tzaddikim don't have a... Tzaddikim, the righteous, don't have any rest, not in this world or the next world. That's the way it is. That's why you can't expect something beautiful and nice. It's always the overcoming, the overcoming, and the overcoming. That's it. Yes.
Okay, so up to this point, we've heard a lot about how the correction takes place.
עד לרגע זה שמענו איך התיקון קורה.
However, what about the all-out brawl that's going on inside us to get us to that place?
אבל מה קורה עם המאבקים הבלתי פוסקים הפנימיים כדי שנגיע למקום הזה?
Because right now I feel like I'm getting my ass kicked hard.
כרגע אני מרגיש כאילו שבועטים בי במקום הלא נעים בצורה מאוד מאוד כואבת.
כן, זה שימן שאתה לא מספיק.
Yes. It's a sign that you're not close enough to the study, to the creator, and to friends, and to the... Wow. And that's why you're being disclosed these things. He's showing you all of these states that seem bad, that are corrupted, and you don't understand opposing it, contra of it. That you'll have like the reforming light as a society that can hold you and support you, that you'll always look at it from the other side too. If a person sees the bad, like Yochai says, look at all this stuff that's happening. If he doesn't see opposing it in the correct things, that means he's not at all in the work. He's not in the work. He's in a deception. They're lying to him. They're showing him this deceptive view, and he's not aware that it's a lie. That they're giving this on purpose so that he'll correct his vision. If I look without my glasses, I say, look at this, where have I fallen to? Is it a prison? Is it, what kind of wicked place is this? I have to acquire the glasses. And so every time before I open my eyes, I need to direct myself that what I see is the corrupted world. Always the corrupted world at every moment. You have to prepare yourself ahead of time. Otherwise, don't open your eyes. You come in the morning to the lesson. I'm coming to the holy society. Chevre Kadisha, they are a holy society. What do they work with? They work with one thing, to help me bury my evil inclination, my desire to receive. I come to them for that reason. That's why I love them. And they help me. They help me to see how broken I am. Where else will I see the truth? If not by looking at them and seeing how much I reject them and I don't want them, and only this way. Yeah.
I see it that way. It's just like holding the intention when we're reading the Zohar.
אני רואה את זה בצורה כזאת, זה כמו להחזיק את הכוונה בזמן השיעור הזוהר.
I'm good, I'm holding it, it's from my heart, but even with that, it still comes in and it just like throws me on the mat and just starts beating me. I get up, I shrug it off, and I try again. It's a repetitive thing that never goes away.
אני נמצא במצב טוב, אני מרגיש את המצב השלם, אבל פתאום נכנס המצב הזה, שפשוט מפיל אותי שוב לקרקע.
כי אתה, זה נכון, זה מפיל אותך כדי שאתה...
It's true, it throws you to the ground so that you'll be strengthened even more and more, and always from these descents and these ascents you'll advance. And these descents and ascents are towards the appreciation of the environment. These are the descents and ascents, not towards if I feel good in my stomach or not. Towards the appreciation of the environment. If I am justifying the Creator what He's doing to me in the worst states that He's giving me, and I thank Him that He's advancing me in this intensive way.
Yes, yes. No.
Shalom, Rob.
Is the voice in my head that Eyal was talking about earlier, and I think has been talked about.
האם הכל בראשי, האם הכל שנמצא בראש שלי שדובר פה עליו,
that I think is my friend, that voice,
שאני חושב שהכל הזה הוא החבר שלי,
is that part of my ego mechanism?
האם זה חלק מהמכניזם של האגו שלי?
אני לא יודע מה יש לו בראש, אולי הוא שומע קולות.
I don't know what you have in your head, maybe you're hearing voices. Yeah, you understand what I mean. I don't know, you have to scrutinize this. You have to scrutinize. What I will tell you is if the voice is saying that there is people here that are not good, then that's your evil inclination. That's it. You've been given a group that you need to say ahead of time, I'm coming to the holy place. I'm coming to a holy place, and that's it. Teach them how to look at their friends. All right. Good.
Shamir.
Rav, what does it mean to cover it all with love?
מה זה אומר לכסות את הכל באהבה?
על כל פשעים תכסה אהבה.
Love covers all transgressions. Wherever I see hatred, I must come to love. But to cover, not to erase the hatred, so it'll be clear to me, and against that I'm working. And the two things are in me. So I see this is the evil inclination, and this is the corrected form of it, the good inclination. But they are both before me. And then in the differential difference between them, how should I say this in a nicer way? In the gap between them, I discover the Creator. Okay? Succeed. One more.
How did I find this place? I couldn't say a lot. I wanted to say that
בבוקר שאלת אותי, בשיעור בוקר שאלת אותי איך הגעתי לפה ולא יכולתי לפרט.
I wanted to say that I was very small and I was watching when I used to come to Israel as a tourist. I saw Kabbalah TV. And
כשהייתי מגיע לביקורים בישראל אז ראיתי קבלה טיווי.
And I really it came to a point where I went back to India and I started to study and eventually I had a 10.
וזה מה שקרה זה שכשחזרתי להודו הייתי מתחיל ללמוד.
And just like this there are many friends who have their own stories, you know, Rav. And I wanted to say really thankful, I'm very 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 thankful to have you as our Rav, to have the text of your books of Rabash of Balasalam and all of this holy society. This is the most holiest place. There is no other place there can ever be in this world. This is the biggest blessing a human being can ever have, to have this opportunity.
הוא רוצה להגיד רק להדגיש, הוא רוצה להגיד שיש הרבה חברים שמגיעים בצורה הזאת, בדרך הזאת, מדרך לדרך, שכאילו רואים פה קצת, קוראים פה קצת, כן. ולאט לאט נבנה הקשר הזה, עד שהם מגיעים למצב שהם רואים חברה קדושה, רב, פשוט וכו' כן. וכו'.
זה כבר מלמעלה.
Yes, that's already from above. Now, what will we do? What's with you?
In regards to the doctor has been given permission to heal. When I place myself to think about that there's none else besides him, I enter the approach that the doctor has the permission to heal. They're contrary to each other.
Of course it contradicts. That's how it works in contradiction. You're going because it's a command.
But if you place yourself in it, you say that there's none else besides him, and then you go and correct it.
Yes, one has nothing to do with the other. I have to correct what's written. Meaning the blemish, I have to correct. Yes, so that's it. What do you want? I correct the blemish in relative to my attitude to that person, and I correct the blemish, if it happened, in a materialistic way.
So related to it is two completely different things.
Yes.
they're not related to one another.
No.
No.
Well.
אני נותן רשות לדבר.
I am giving permission to talk to people who ask from time to time, and not each time they have a spring in their hand. And also according to calculations that I have to take into consideration. It's not because they're important to me more. No. Only we need to relate to them. Yes.
I just reveal the hate towards someone. What do I need to do at that moment to work correctly?
Divide it into two. Where is the hatred from? For what? What's the reason? Let's say he did something bad to you or to the group or something. Yes? You need to ask the Creator to see him as corrected. That it's you that sees him that way, and you want to see him corrected. Love covers all transgressions, that's on one hand. On the other hand, if it seems to you like he's truly doing blemishes in the society or something, you need to talk to the friends or try to correct. It could be that it's truly so. The work in, there has to be work on two planes. It's very confusing, but only in such a way you will start to enter somehow into the upper system. It's always in three lines.
So first you have to see the Creator that he'll help me.
Yes. And when he helps, he doesn't erase your previous state.
With every hate.
Yes, of course. He's revealing to you corrupted vessels gradually. If you see something corrupted, then it's him that revealed it to you so that you will correct your vision. Yes? You'll probably ask the same question tomorrow again. So.
No, this I understand a bit. You said 2 days ago, on one hand, you need to relate to the friend productively. Now you can see them as an X-ray. That's the way you need to relate to the friend. What do you mean by that?
Yes.
What way? What approach? And I see on one hand, imperfection is in me. On the other hand, yes. I see them. What do I need to do in society that I can say to the friend what to hint at? What do you mean?
You see that he's corrupting something. Not in the relations between you, because in the relations there's not much to do there. You need to maintain that bad relation that you have there, and on the other hand, try to lead yourself to the good relations. On the other hand, it could be that he corrupted something in dissemination, all kinds of things. So you have circles, you have systems that you need to scrutinize things in and correct.
So we are responsible for everything that happens in a society, and if the friend is harming or not participating,
what is there to ask? Of course we are responsible. Well, don't be responsible. Who will do it? Go home if you don't do it.
The thing is that if someone is saying something to one of the friends, it causes harm, a flaw in the relations between the friends. And we haven't gotten to the stage where we can do it correctly. So how do we do it correctly?
I don't know. You have a society, you're men, you're really not little children. Know what to do. That's what it's written about. Implement it. If you don't do it, nothing will happen. The Creator is revealed in the right correction connection between you, and in the intensity of the connection, as much as you can, and as much as you were given resistance to one another, which is called aviut. Above that, you need to try to make a connection between you, which is called purity, zakut. And the difference between zakut and aviut, according to that, the light will be revealed in the connection between you. That's called that the Creator dwells between you. And it won't happen in another way. And if you're running from that, then I don't know what you, on one hand, you're screaming, what, where, when? And you yourself aren't carrying out your connection, a place for the revelation. That's called to build divinity.
So we have to, by force, to see all of these crises in our relationships as something.
No, you don't need to search for the negative. You need to correct and seek the positive. The approach is wrong to see the bad. The approach is to constantly look for the good, and the bad will be revealed where it needs to be revealed. As if you're hearing it for the first time. Yes.
Good day, Rav. Friends, how much time... Sorry, we can't hear him.
Time? There is no time for this.
To let him stay in my mind or change it as quickly as possible?
As quick as possible. Yes, and you go above it. Who? I can't see. Oh, yes.
Здравствуйте, группа. Такой вот вопрос. Вот есть, работа между мной и товарищем, вроде бы понятно, она непростая, но понятно. А как быть?
The work between me and the friend is simple and understood. What to do when I see the hate between friends in a group?
Also, that's what you're seeing. It's all the imaginary world. You have to get involved. You're not allowed to be silent with this. And if you have any way to approach them, then through other friends. And you need as fast as possible to get rid of that bad, that disconnect. Yes. Close those things.
We see that their friends are in bad relations, and what do?
We have to correct. That is what your spirituality depends upon. See it, and you'll see whether you attain it or not. And there are those of you that are already here for dozens of years, let's say 20 years, and still don't enter spirituality. Why? And it'll be 30 years from now, it'll be also like that. Why? Because you're not preparing a place for the revelation. And the place for the revelation is the relations between us, the connection between us. That's it. So, if we don't start, it won't be. Yes.
Friends from the Haifa group are asking that they've been part of funeral of a friend who passed away at a very young age. So how can we work together to overcome this?
In Haifa? Someone from the Haifa group? Oh, that's different. Yes. So what's given for us?
How can we be with the friends that have gone through this?
Strengthen them as it is customary to do so, and participate in the sorrow of the friend, and try to help in as much as possible. On the week of sitting in the morning, and that's it. What else can you do? That's the life of this world. Okay? Let's go. We have a little bit more time.
We are continuing with the vision of Rabbi Chia, item 55. In the meantime, he saw many of the friends around all the upright pillars standing, and saw that they were being raised to a seminary of the firmament. Some were ascending and some were descending, and above them all he saw the winged one, Matat, approaching. While the herald was calling, he saw several of the souls of the righteous who belonged to those two classes around all the upright pillars, the souls of the righteous who were already in the seminary of Rabbi Shimon. He saw them rising to the seminary of the firmament. Some were ascending and some were descending. Since the first class ascended and the second class is descended. This is why it was said some were ascending and some were descending, as this is how they assist one another, following the call of the herald, who said to the first class, "Look and see." And to the second class he said, "Awaken." He saw that by the awakening of all those souls by the two classes together, Matat came down from this seminary to the seminary of Rabbi Shimon and took the oath. And above them all he saw the winged one approaching and took the oath, since above them means the same as through everyone, and the winged one is Matat. 56. The angel Matat took an oath, which he heard from behind a curtain, that the king visits each day and remembers the dough that is lying in the dust. At that time he kicks 390 firmaments, and all are startled and frightened of him. And the king sheds tears for divinity being in the dust. And the tears are as boiling as fire and fall into the great sea. And by the power of those tears, that appointee over the sea, called Rachav, stands and exists, and sanctifies the holy name, the name of the holy king. He takes upon himself to swallow all the waters of Bereshit, and gather them into him when all the nations assemble over the holy nation, and the waters dry out and pass through the land. He takes an oath that the king visits each day and remembers the dough that is lying in the dust. She is the holy divinity, although it is not referring to the whole of divinity, for there was no need to take an oath for that, since it is open to all. Rather, it is referring to Malchut of Malchut, which Rabbi Chiya believed was captive among the Klipot and was left completely alone. He wept and said, "Dust, dust, how obstinate are you? How insolent! All that is coveted by the eye withers in you. All the pillars of light in the world you consume and grind. For this reason she is called a dough that is lying in the dust." And here this great secret was revealed to Rabbi Chiya through Matat when he came to the seminary of Rabbi Shimon. Since he took an oath that the king visits and remembers the dough that is lying in the dust each day, but in the same way that Matat gradually elucidates before us. At that time he kicks 390 firmaments, and all are startled and frightened of him. The zivug of Haka'ah of the upper light on the Masach is regarded as the upper light kicking the Masach, meaning that the upper light kicks and wishes to permeate below the boundary in the Masach. The Masach.
If there is the Masach, if a person is standing, yes?
The Masach, in return, detains it and reflects the upper light, and this reflection is the Or Chozel, reflected light, that rises from the Masach from below upward, clothing the upper light. It is 390 firmaments because the Masach is called a distinguishing firmament, and includes four prinot, discernments, chubtum, within it, and four letters Havayah. And since Malchut was mitigated in Bina, the Masach is in Bina and the Sfira Bina is implied in hundreds. It follows that those four prinot in the Masach Chubtum add up to 400. However, there is no zivug on the Malchut of the bottom hay, since she is the blocked gate. For this reason, the 100 of the Sfira of Malchut, the bottom hay, is regarded as lacking the 10 of the Malchut of Malchut there, having only the first 9, which add up to 90. This is the hint in the Masach called firmament, on which the upper light mates in a zivug of Haka'ah, which is a kick. There aren't 400, but 390, with 10 missing, Malchut of Malchut. This is why he calls the firmament 390 firmaments. It was said that each day he kicks in the 390 firmaments during the zivug with divinity, to elicit from the dough that is lying in the dust, who is deficient there with respect to that zivug. for she is 10 who are absent from the 400. And all are startled and frightened of him. Due to the striking of the masach on the upper light with tremor and shudder, out of fear that he will receive more than his boundary, and the king sheds tears over it. The mochin at the level of Chochmah are called einaim, eyes.
Okay, we're not going to get into this far, because this is a topic that he's entering deeper in. Okay?
הנה מה טוב ומנעים שבט אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומנעים שבט אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבט אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבט אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומנעים שבט אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומנעים שבט אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבט אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבט אחים גם יחד